Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast, where we're looking in Romans 8, specifically in verses 12 through 17, where Paul's talking about the role of the Spirit, the activity of the Spirit in the life of the believer. And in the previous episode, we talked about how the Spirit is bearing witness to us that we're children of God. And let me pick up there in verse 17, where Paul says, "And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him." Now, this is a beautiful promise where when we understand that we're not only just children of God, but we are heirs, that means that we are inheriting something, and we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So that means that everything that belongs to Christ belongs to us, and that is a magnificent inheritance. Now, many of us understand natural inheritance. And inheritance in the natural realm is a very powerful thing. It's a blessed thing. It's something that God desires for fathers to do. I mean, the word says a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I believe that's a promise where God can bless the generations through those who have an awareness and a desire to propel their wealth and their possessions and their blessings on to the next generations. That's a very powerful thing. And some of us have the benefit of having parents that they would actually do that. And what they do, then that is a big blessing. And it's not something that we take for granted. It's something very precious. But there's also something in the Lord that is more powerful than a natural inheritance, and that is the inheritance that we have in God. There are things that we inherit in Him as a result of all that He's done for us. And these are the things that Paul's been laying out for us so beautifully in the book of Romans. We inherit forgiveness. We inherit freedom from sin. We inherit freedom from the law. We inherit being a child of God. We inherit peace and security and abundant life. We inherit eternal life. We inherit promises that are all yes and amen in Christ. And on and on and on it goes. And if we understand who we are as God's children and that we have an inheritance in Him, and we can claim that inheritance now, we can walk in that inheritance now. We looked at it in our study of the book of Hebrews. I don't have time to go back and recap that, but that covenant that Jesus made, the covenant went into effect when He died. The writer of Hebrews says that a covenant, he's literally talking about a last will and testament. It's where the inheritance is defined and what's going to be transferred at the death of the person. And he says that as long as a person is alive, the covenant is not in effect, or the will, the testament does not go into effect. But when a person dies, then it goes into effect. And this is exactly what's happened in Christ. Christ has died. And because of that, we inherit everything that He died to secure for us. And this is a beautiful promise. So our inheritance is in Him, and it is secure, and we can take hold of it now. Now, I'm going to come back in another episode and talk about the very end of this verse. But for this episode, just meditate on this beautiful truth that you're a child of God, an heir, and a joint heir with Christ. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.